Well, Independence Day falling on a weekend this year. July the 4th is this Sunday, and Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to tell us more about his big plans for the day, and I hope that they don't involve too much, especially on a Sunday, Commissioner.
Well, hopefully they'll involve a little time to do a little worshiping and then a little relaxing, and I'm pretty good at both. But yeah, we'll try to get the family together like a lot of people do and celebrate and stop and appreciate the privilege, you know, that we have of living in this country and people that gave up a lot to make it so. And but we also acknowledge it is summertime and one of the best times of the year to live in South Carolina when so many things are coming in from harvest, whether it's peaches or watermelons, or I know we came through a good strawberry season and other things coming on. So, yeah, July 4th is great for a lot of reasons.
Boy, it really, really is. And I know with watermelon, that is a big part of folks' celebration and a big part here in South Carolina as well. That's one of the fine pieces of produce that our growers grow each year, and it just wouldn't be a July 4th table without some.
You're right. We have over 600 farmers in South Carolina who grow watermelon, different sizes, some large producers, some 1 acre, 2 acre producers, but put all that together has a farm gate value of more than $26 million. So that is a lot of watermelons, about 2 million hundredweight of watermelons. And I do my part to help get rid of them, and especially one that's good and cold and ready to go.
Well, speaking of ready to go, could you give us some tips on how to know when that melon is ripe? How do we know?
Well, I know for the most part when Blanche brings home a good one. But, you know, you got to listen to it when you thump it. You got to look at the bands around a melon and the underside, you know, where it's been growing from and sitting on the ground, that it's ready to come out and things like that. But again, you want to hear a soft, hollow sound when you thump it. And a lot of old tales about how you do that and stories of, you know, how to know which is a good melon based on what you hear when you thump it. So just as you said earlier, it's just not July 4th without a good cold watermelon. So I plan to enjoy one and have the family together, as I'm sure a lot of the listeners will as well. So just want to stop and appreciate our watermelon growers in South Carolina.
Absolutely, and what better day to do it than on July the 4th as we celebrate our nation's independence. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and we all wish you a happy Independence Day this weekend from the Southern Farm Network.